enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here. We're live all across North America on great radio stations and around the world. If you're listening online, hello to all of you guys at GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. In this hour of the broadcast, one of our favorite guys, Phil Skinner, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, will be with us all throughout the hour. Phil, unlike myself, attended the SEMA show in Las Vegas this past week, so we're going to get his take on all the happenings out there in the city of sin. And also we're going to be talking to Phil about his upcoming travels and all things in the collector car hobby. And speaking of that, if you would like a free estimate of value of your personal car, if you've got something special, something from something from your dad or your granddad, something from your past that you would like a free estimate of value on. If it's a vehicle that you once owned and got away, it got away from you for one reason or another, we all have those stories and like to know how much it would be worth in the 2013 marketplace. Well, we are definitely here to help you out at our toll-free line. We also love to hear about car stories like barn finds and field finds or your first car. We just love to hear your car stories. That's the bottom line. 855-660-4261, or you can reach us via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, joining us on the line is the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book and the number one guy in the world, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to classic cars, values, and auctions, Mr. Phil Skinner. Welcome back to Auto World. How you doing, Phil?
Hi, Bob. It's been great. Boy, we've been busy. I know you have, too, and we're getting into, we think this is the time of year to wind down. This is about my busiest travel time, I think, until next January, I guess.
Yeah, it really is, and I'm looking at your schedule that you sent me yesterday. I'm just blown away with what you've got upcoming. I didn't make it out to SEMA this year. That's 2 years in a row after 20 years straight, but as you know, my daughter Lucy is still quite young, so I had to dial back my travel schedule a little bit, but next year I'm determined to be there recording in my usual post. But I understand from talking to Peter McGilvery from SEMA and some other folks that this year's show was really through the roof. Lots of exhibitors, and the buzz was great.
Well, you know, Bob, we saw a real pullback when the economy kind of took a tank. 2008, we saw about a 10% loss of exhibitors. 2009, it was also pretty kind of light. 2010, really light. 2011, I missed it. I had to go to an auction. In 2012, I got sick, couldn't make it. Again, 20-year records broken.
Mm-hmm.
This year I went back and I didn't recognize the place. It has grown. The economy has evidently gotten back strong enough, or I should say the people who are in the industry have gotten enough confidence to come back, and they were back in record numbers. I don't know what Terry told you as far as the number of exhibitors this year, but every square foot of the convention center was filled up, and they, for the first time ever, had exhibitions in a major portion of the LVH, which was the former Hilton Hotel, right next door to the convention center. All of the grand ballrooms were filled to capacity with exhibitors. They had outside exhibitors. Bob, this was not just back. It was better than ever.
That is fantastic news and great news for the hobby because, as you said, with the economic problems of the past few years, there were a couple of years there that lots of people were quite concerned, but the fact that they had, what Peter McGilvery told me, a record number of exhibitors and certainly all kinds of celebrities in attendance. I understand that there were lots of folks there, including this gentleman known as R. Lee Emery, and he is a guy that was very, very popular at the show. Tell us about this gentleman.
Well, his name is actually R. Lee Ermey.
Ermey, oh,
like
that's
Army,
right. Yeah.
Because he came to light as a drill sergeant in Full Metal Jacket, the original movie. And his language was, shall we say, colorful in that movie. Well, he's a colorful character, and he's a real deal Marine. I mean, this guy is not acting. He's real deal. And one of the exhibitors there, a company called Omex ADA, had a great display of vintage Jeeps dating back to the original 1941 Bantams and some very rare equipment on display. And at their booth was R. Lee, and he was signing autographs. And I'll tell you what, there were a lot of really good-looking young ladies there. We call them booth babes. They were there. They had cute little lines. There were a few other celebrities. They had some pretty good lines. I mean, you had a racing, the hierarchy of racing there. Juan Pablo Montoya, Danica Patrick, Jeff Gordon. All these people were in attendance. And I would have to say the one line of people wanting to meet was this R. Lee Army. And at one point they said, well, you know, you're only supposed to sign till 2 o'clock. And there was a long line. He says, I'm going to sign until the last person has got a chance to meet me and autograph. He stayed there until the close of the show. The guy is made of solid rock. I mean, he's the Iron Man.
That's great.
So it was good. But the cars, the displays, the products, never have I seen anything so over the top as this year's SEMA show.
That is great.
It started on Monday afternoon, even before the show officially opened, our first press conference. Corky Coker, who all know makes tires, wants you to drive your cars a lot because you wear out tires and he gets to sell you more.
Very good.
He had a engine that he is going to be promoting. It's called the Linke 6. It is a racing engine that was developed in the 1930s. Saw some victories at Indianapolis. Sweet engine, dual overhead cam, inline six, about $100,000 a pop, but it is the sweetest engine you've ever wanted to see, and it's one of his little business ventures he's going into.
That's very, very good. Wow. Congratulations to Corky, always the entrepreneur. That sounds fantastic. I understand your absolute favorite car at the show, with over 15,000 unique vehicles on display, was a 1950 Studebaker. This is a very unusual vehicle. Tell us all about it.
Okay, actually it was about 1,500, not 15,000 cars. But, this is a 1950 Studebaker, which had that bullet nose in it. All custom bodywork from the firewall back. It featured a fastback, a beautiful fastback styling, all done in wood with a hatchback. Interior, everything was great, gold-plated trim. Under the hood, my favorite car in the world is the Edsel, and in this Studebaker sat a supercharged Edsel V8 engine. I was just really blown away by that.
That sounds fantastic. And the 1,500 cars are not only scattered inside the Las Vegas Convention Center, but they spill outside as well, Phil. And it's a great treat for the citizens of Las Vegas to check it out. And they also have started kind of an annual parade. It was something that it wasn't originally intended to be a formal event, but now I understand at the conclusion of SEMA, the vehicles come out first and they do a little victory lap around, and people in Las Vegas line the streets just to see the cars.
That's right. You know, the interesting thing, a lot of people, is SEMA is not open to the general public, with the exception now, I think, on Friday afternoons, tickets are available to the general public. But all week long, starting on Monday and going all the way through to Friday, the outside exhibits are open to the public, and you can wander around there as much as you'd like.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk lots of upcoming events and collector cars in general with our friend Phil Skinner. If you've got a question, 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying a car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading lift gate of a reliable carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We are joined by one of our favorite guests, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, Phil Skinner. That means you guys can participate anytime via the telephone at 855-660-4261, via the email bob@autoworldradio.com, and that includes all throughout the week, 24/7 as well. If you get a classic car, rare car, antique car, something special like a free estimate of value, Phil can help you out with that. Phil, before we tell everybody about where you are off to tomorrow as you head off to the Motor City, let's remind everybody about all the cool things that you and the team have got going there at KBB.com. Phil, are you with us? Did we happen to lose Phil? Phil, are you with us? All right.
Is there, Bob?
Yeah, I'm right here. Looks with a little technical glitch. Tell us all about KBB.com.
Okay. KellyBlueBook.com really is not just a pricing source anymore. You can still go there, get the value of your car or your motorcycle for absolutely no cost at KBB.com, get a kind of a value, estimate of value on your car. But the big thing is that Kelley Blue Book has really become a shopping source, and more people are discovering the benefits of coming to KBB.com because it has what we call new car transparency. This is a new program that when you put in the type of car you're interested in, they ask you a few questions. All of a sudden, this like a speedometer comes up, and it has these green section, and it says, here's the value, here's the area where you should be paying for your car. In fact, in your area, you shouldn't be paying more than, and say, you're looking at a new BMW, it says you shouldn't pay more than $30 for this car. And then when that happens, our system crashes. But no, what it does is it tells you approximately what, are within a pretty good range of what people in your neighborhood, in your area, have been paying for that same car.
Well, that's great, and it's certainly such a valuable resource, and it's 100% free. The price is right, right, Phil?
That's right. All it takes is a connection to the Internet, and there's a lot of reviews there on new cars, just a whole bunch of news, and we also have a lot of a very active KBB Facebook. You can come and like us. And as you go up to our Facebook, you'll see quite a few photos from the SEMA show and little reports that we did the whole week while we were there. So it was it's kind of a fun thing to do. And we, you know, yours truly was the point man for Kelley Blue Book at that event.
That's great. Well, let's talk a little bit about your upcoming travels. On Monday, you're off to the Motor City for some industry meetings, and then you're off to Austin, Texas. Tell us all about what you're going to be doing down in Texas.
Well, if anybody out there follows Formula One racing, we know that this next weekend, a week from today for that matter, will be the second annual Grand Prix America at the Austin Raceway down there in Texas. And in conjunction with that race, very first time they've ever offered it, a group called Motostalgia, and these are quality, shall we say, collector car dealers, they have got together, and they're going to be presenting the first ever Motostalgia collector car auction. It's about 82, 83 cars, all of the highest quality, highest caliber, and they're going to be offered on Saturday night before the race. So it makes it kind of a little extra added bonus if you're going to be down in the Austin area for the race. Come on out to the City of Austin's Convention Center and join in at Motostalgia auction. And it's Motostalgia, MOTOSTALGIA.com. And you can see just what the cars are going to be. It's going to be a fun ride.
That's great, and that's coming up again Saturday, the 16th of November at the Austin Convention Center. The following week, you're going to go back to Texas for the 41st annual Lake Auction.
Yeah, for a couple of days and turning around and heading to Dallas. And what's really kind of, historic, interesting, this is going to be the 41st year of the Lake Auction in Dallas, and it's at the what they call Trade Mart. It's right off the Stinson Freeway. 50 years to the day when our auction kicks off, at just about the same time, about 1 in the afternoon, it will mark the 50th anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy there in Dallas. So we're going to be at the very location where the motorcade was heading to, and as a kind of an interesting piece, we have just acquired a couple of new lots. They are both replicas of cars that were used in I've actually been used in several historic recreations of that event. It's a 1963 Lincoln parade car, a duplicate to what President Kennedy and Governor Connally were riding in on that fateful day. And also, another car is the Secret Service follow-up car, which was known as the Queen Mary. A replica of that will also be at the auction and be actually offered, I believe, on Saturday. So this is going to be kind of a very interesting and historic event.
Yeah, that sounds really very interesting. 50 years to the minute of the faithful event there, coming up on 1 p.m. on Friday, November 22nd, 2013. That's going to be really kind of eerie to be at that exact same spot, Phil.
You know, and I you're too young to remember, but I remember that I was in junior high school on that day, and I remember exactly where I was when I heard what had happened.
Yeah.
And our teacher came in and told us, and I was like, wow. So very eerie that this happens. And do have, though, kind of goodness, pskinner@kbb.com. That's my email address, pskinner@kbb.com. I have 10 pairs of free passes to this three-day event for the first 10 listeners who email me for this Dallas event on November 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And absolutely free. Just send me an email, and you can come take part of this historic event.
Again, all you have to do is email philup@pskinner@kbb.com for all of the folks who are listening in the Dallas area, for if your travels are going to take you in that neck of the woods. Phil is offering, again, 10 pairs of free passes to this three-day event for the first 10 listeners that shoot off an email to him at pskinner@kbb.com. Your Texas adventures continue, because in the month of November, the next week, you're going to be in Houston, Texas for a big sale.
That's right. Thanksgiving weekend, it's the huge, and I mean huge, Autorama car show at the George R. Brown Convention Center. And taking part in that huge display, Dan Cruz Classics is going to be conducting about a 180 car sale on Saturday. That will be November 30th. That's the last day of the month. And we'd like you to come down to that thing, that event. It's, again, a three-day event. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday event at Autorama. But the sale date will be Saturday. And we're talking next year of taking it to a two-day sale, doing it Friday and Saturday. But that'll be Thanksgiving weekend. So come on down if you're in the area. Start your Christmas shopping early. They have a huge swap meet also involved. So if you got a car buff, car buddy in your family, head on over there, get them their Christmas presents, get it done with. Don't spend Black Friday fighting the malls. Come on down to Autorama. Houston, be a lot more fun.
Good advice. More with Phil.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main part last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back and we're live all across North America via great radio stations and around the world at GCN Live and AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. We welcome our very special guest, Phil Skinner, who is one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. And we're opening up the phone lines as we speak at 855-660-4261. If you have a collector car, rare car, antique car, something that's been in your family a lot of years and you're thinking about perhaps bringing it to auction or selling it privately. If you're getting into the collector car hobby and have some questions, maybe you have a budget in mind and would like some ideas of what would be a good car for your first collector car. If you'd like to talk about any of the great auction events or classic car events, between Phil and myself, we can help you out at 855-660-4261 or bob@autoworldradio.com. Phil was telling us at the top of the hour about the SEMA show out in Las Vegas and a great year for SEMA 2013. I'm so happy to hear that. And Phil, once again, we see more and more participation on behalf of the new car companies, the OEMs. As a matter of fact, Honda used the SEMA show to have a world debut of a new vehicle, the new Honda Civic, both in regular and in SI configuration.
That's right. And they also announced a whole new branch or division of their company called HPD. I said, the girl comes up, she goes, "Are you familiar with HPD?" I said, "Yeah, I'm Garrett, 5-0. You know, Hawaii 5-0, Honda.
What did she say?
And I hate to say it, she was clueless. She had no idea what I was talking about. The youth of today.
Yes.
But I am partial to Honda because their public relations director on the West Coast out here is a woman by the name of Robin Eagles. And Robin is our former public relations director at Kelley Blue Book.
Hmm.
And so we have quite a very unique friendship with her. She was excited because he said this HPD, what it effectively is doing, it's engineered aftermarket products to make your SI even faster. Custom wheels, brakes, lighting equipment, stereo, interior appointments. You can make your Honda Civic as unique as you want it and be the only one in the world with it, and it's all with Honda. They call it Honda Performance Division, and all of the parts have been certified, engineered to fit specifically your Honda product. And they're very excited about that. They announced that on Tuesday, And that's when everything went on sale nationwide. So that was kind of a very, very interesting announcement.
No question about it. It's great to see the collaboration that now goes on between the aftermarket and the car companies, because years ago they were kind of at sword's points, but nowadays they actually share information and have measuring sessions in advance of the launch of the new vehicles, so that when the vehicles are actually available for sale, the automotive aftermarket has products ready to go.
Yeah, it was a proprietary thing. Back in the 50s and 60s, if you're a car company and you offered things like fancy wheel covers or fender skirts, things like that, well, you were selling them out of your dealership yourself, and the car company had, maybe these were being made by an outside company, but they were made exclusively for that car division. Well, as more and more members of SEMA came to be, which was the originally started off as Speed Equipment Manufacturers Association, mm-hmm. Now it's Specialty Equipment Manufacturers Association, and I think it's actually Marketing Association today. They realized that if people are buying all these accessories, they're putting them on my car, and so why not make my car more appealing to those people? So it became a hand-in-hand, and as you said, a prototype car, once it's approved for production, they will bring it down to a disclosed, undisclosed area. They'll let these manufacturers, members of SEMA, know we're having a measuring day. Come in and take what you need. They provide engineering drawings to these manufacturers. If you're making a camper shelf or a new pickup bed, or you're making fender skirts, making sure you have the proper measurements on that wheel well. You're putting in new suspension springs. Make sure you have the engineering specs so that your springs and your suspension parts will work with what the factory produced. And by doing this, it makes the market just that much stronger for everybody. And the OEMs, it took them a few years to come around, but about 15, 20 years ago, they really started to pop up. And again, during the dark days of 2009 and 10, it was kind of bleak over there, and even the OEMs were kind of struggling, especially General Motors. But GM came back with a vengeance, and especially their Chevrolet line. And I have never seen an exhibition put on with the number of people and the number of cars that they have for their lines in the Camaro, in the Corvette line, the new 2014 Corvette. That was probably the car of the year there, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, what a looker that is, Phil, and the return of the Stingray badge. And I know that Chevrolet wanted to make sure that the car was worthy of that name, and talking with a lot of the engineers and executives, it certainly has. I haven't had the opportunity to drive it yet, but boy, it is a gorgeous vehicle. Got a couple of email questions here floating in. We've got one from James out of Las Vegas, Nevada, and he has a Porsche question, a little bit confused. He says, Phil, I'm of course very familiar with the Porsche 911, but I've never heard of a Porsche 912 or a Porsche 913. Could you shed some light on these models of Porsche that I'm not familiar with?
Well, I'm not familiar with a Porsche 913 either.
Yeah.
Never heard of it. However, the 912, when the 911 was originally being conceived, it was going to be called the Porsche 901. Only problem was that a little Swedish car company called Saab said, we have that model number copyrighted, so you can't use 901. So the fine folks there in Stuttgart said, fine, if you go to 911 then. So the 911 was born in late 1964. In fact, 64 911s are very rare and quite desirable. The earlier Volkswagens, the 356 Volkswagens, have been powered by a 1582cc engine. Well, they still had those engines, and they thought, well, the new 911 with a six-cylinder, a lot more powerful and a lot more expensive, if we could try to keep our cost in check a little bit, we'll come out with a 912. And so the 912 effectively used the earlier power plant. It was actually boosted to about 102 horsepower when it was introduced in 1966. And so it was a little bit more affordable. A 911 would cost you about $6,500. The 912, about $4,700, which back in 1966, 67 was still a little bit pricey. But the 912 lasted up through 69. The name itself actually came back in the 70s as a performance edition, and it was also still a four-cylinder, but 1976, the 911, or 912E came out, and it had a little larger two-liter four-cylinder engine, popped out at about 86 horsepower, and was around $12,000, whereas the 911 had worked its way up to about $15,500. So that was the 912. He may be confused with the 914.
Probably. Which is an unusual car. A collaboration with Volkswagen. Yeah. Cool looking car, though.
It's really in the collector's circles today.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. I remember those quite well with the retractive, with the removable target top and the mid-engine design, and they had a good run with those, the 914s, but it always had that Volkswagen stigma, so it has done well in collector car circles recently. Straight ahead, more
like a Tesla.
And they burn like a Tesla. Very good. There's the line of the day. Straight ahead, more with Phil Skinner. Your calls and emails, 855-660-4261. Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. This is Auto World.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Auto World Radio host Bob Long with a simple reminder for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the free podcast for the Automotive Radio Network at the iTunes Music Store. Automotive Radio Network delivers the world's finest automotive news, information, and entertainment. Plus, a lot of really cool stuff there, including some retro automotive commercials. It's all 100% free and available at the iTunes Music Store. Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back. We're live with Bill Skinner, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. He is fresh off an extravaganza in Las Vegas at the SEMA show, and looking forward to lots of travel coming up in the month of November. He's going to be spending a lot of time in Texas, and again, if you're going to be in the Texas area, there's the 41st annual LEAK auction, which is coming up, and it kicks off on Friday, November 22nd. Phil very generously has 10 passes of available to you, our listeners, for this 3-day event. For the first 10 listeners, just shoot them an email, pskinner@kbb.com. We're taking your calls and emails here, 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com, and a number of people have called and emailed in with questions for Phil, so why don't we go to some of those right now. Let's begin with Ted with a question in Illinois, and Ted wants to know about the collectability of a vehicle that he owned back when he was in college, and he's looking to get a hold of a vehicle today from the same era, but definitely the same model. It's an MGB GT. This was the little 3-door hatchback MG. He wants to know, how much do they go for today, and is this a good investment?
Well, if you had one when you were younger, do you hear me, Bob?
Yeah, I sure do.
Okay. When you heard me, if you had one when you were younger and you wanted to relive those days of your youth, the little MGB GT, and I do like them with their little fastback design, those cars have really done fairly well in the collector car market. They came out, I think, around 1967, and today you can look to think a really, really nice one. You can get a decent example for well under $20,000. As far as being an investment future, as long as the economy holds and the car is kept in pretty good condition, I don't think you're going to lose money on it. I honestly believe they are undervalued. I think they're worth more than what they're actually bringing just because of the simple mechanics on them. And they are a lot of fun to drive. Most people will go for the MGB regular roadster or the convertible. I personally like the little coupe. You can, you know, be a little more secure when it rains, and it's just, I'm sorry, open air is for the younger kids. That's why I don't ride a motorcycle today anymore.
Yeah, we got another open air question. This one's from Bobby, who is in Texas. So, Bobby, if you're anywhere near Dallas, take advantage of the ticket offer from Phil. But Bobby wants to know about kind of an unusual vehicle from the 1950s, definitely a groundbreaking vehicle. He wants to know, how much today would it cost him to acquire a Skyliner?
If he's talking about the Ford retractable hardtop,
yes,
made from 57 to 59, you're looking at nice examples in the $35,000 to $40,000 range for a basic car. We have seen some of these go up into the $75,000 to $80,000 range for over the top. The Skyliners are actually pretty reliable. There's a lot of them out there because they were recognized early on, as early as the early 1970s, as a collector vehicle. So a lot of these were preserved and kept, and really it's an interesting and unique car. Precedes the Mercedes retractable hardtops by about 40 years. There's another Skyliner you might have an interest in, 1954 Ford, and those were the ones with a plastic roof on the very front. That was a 1 year for 54 Ford as a two-door hardtop. Then they offered the Skyliner in a Crown Victoria edition for 55 and 56. So those are actually as just about as expensive as the retractables, and we've seen Skyliner Crown Victoria selling for $65,000 to $70,000. But you can find decent examples for about half that price, and really make sure if you're buying one of the retractable ones, the electrics are working and that you have no rust issues.
We've got Dan in Seattle, Washington, who has a 1978 Corvette Pace car. He is the original owner. He says the vehicle has about 20,000 miles on it, still has its original tires, and wants to know about an estimate of value on that car.
A lot of those were bought and saved, put away, have low mileage. So as a result today, the supply is pretty strong on those. If you're looking for one, you can pretty much dig one up pretty much anywhere you go. We watched a, what was it, I think a car with 3 miles sell at the Lambrecht auction about a month ago in Nebraska. That one was, shall we say, not really a real market gauge. That was a unique car. But you're probably looking at a vehicle today that's a $15,000, $16,000 car with 20,000 miles, 22,000 miles on it. And if it's in really good condition, it should be about a $15,000 or $16,000 car.
Interesting question from Deborah. She says she inherited from her dad a 1971 Plymouth Cuda 440 with a, she says she has the six-pack the six-pack gear, I guess, is what she's saying here. She's got the six-pack gear. Currently has a four-barrel carburetor on it, automatic transmission, mileage over 100,000, and some of the parts don't match as far as numbers are concerned. She wants to know how much she could get for her dad's former Cuda.
Well, if it is a real deal 440 car, which had the letter U in the VIN code, that was for a four-barrel setup. Depending on the condition, in absolute top condition, they're in the $80,000 to $90,000 range today. It's expensive to restore them. So a nice, original, complete car should be in the low $30,000 range. She said it has a six-pack setup. That would be a V code, fifth digit in the VIN number. And that would indicate that that would probably add about a 15% bonus over that. So figure about $35,000 for a car in driver condition, as sounds like what she's describing.
Yep, that sounds like a good one. And another interesting question out of Lee, who is in Utah, listening on KDXU. He says, Phil, I've always wanted to own a BMW Isetta. Am I crazy?
Yeah. But crazy like a fox. Yeah, the BMW Isetta, when I was a kid in high school, there was a guy in our neighborhood who had one, and I always thought, wow, what a neat car. And finally one day he gave me a ride in the thing. And after that ride, I said, I never want to be in another one of these cars again. It was scary. They're a novelty vehicle in the collector car market. Again, a lot of them out there. One area you've got to be really, really careful on that is its serial numbers. They make a reproduction plate, and a lot of people what we've seen is a number of people have come up and started just creating serial numbers. There is a frame number on the vehicle. When it comes to auction, more and more times we are not even looking at that serial number plate. We're looking at the frame number. And if that number doesn't match the title, then you got an issue. So if you have an interest in these cars and you'd like to email me at pskinner@kbb.com, I can tell you a little bit more about frame numbers and these cars. But as a collector vehicle, they went real high. They're up in the high $40,000 range. They've kind of dialed back because, as I said, there's a lot of them in the market. something in the $35,000 range for really nice ones would be fair market today, I think.
Another question coming in via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. This one is coming from a gentleman by the name of Peter. Peter is in Vermont, and Peter wants to know about the collectability of another interesting car here from the 1960s, the first Buick Riviera. He says he has an opportunity to purchase one at a reasonable price. He's not telling us what that price is. He just wants to know, is this a good investment?
I am a hardcore Ford person, but I have a weak spot in my heart for those Rivieras. I had a cousin who was a writer in Hollywood back in the 60s, mm-hmm. and he had a Riviera. And I just remember getting in that car and thinking it was the ultimate ride. The collectors are starting to look at them. We have seen really, really nice examples of these cars going in the $45,000, upwards of $50,000 range, especially the 65 models with a GS. The first generation of the Rivieras are often considered the 63, 64, and 65. I like the 65 because it has the hideaway headlights and the fender pods. But $45,000 for nice, nice condition, a driver condition, in the $20,000 range for a decent, solid driver car.
Well, Phil, as usual, time just flies when you're with us. Safe travels. I can't believe it. Everybody shoot an email to pskinner@kbb.com. Thank you so much, Phil. We'll talk to you in the next few weeks.
Cheers, Bob. Have a good one.
Thank you. That's going to do it for...
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.